It comes Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? How's your week been?
Oh, yeah, it's been busy. Busy in a good way, yes, yes. Busy, stressful, busy. So that's why I couldn't wait till Thursday to come in. So if someone is listening for the first time, can we have a snippet again?
Of who I am? Yeah. So, no, you've not tuned into the wrong radio station. My name's Michelle, and I just run your... Friday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. Thursday drive time, well-being, yoga, all that kind of fun stuff. And this is the third session we're doing, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, if anyone wants to go onto the phoenixfm.com website and catch up on the previous two, you can do that. I'm actually putting them down as episodes now. You've got episodes. It sounds like you've got your... Yeah.
Well,
we have some of those as well, but that's another day, right? So, Michelle, come on, what we've got in line for us today?
So, I've been thinking about our first episode that we were talking about, when you made a comment to me about, oh, I can't do yoga, I'm not flexible. So I'm going to get on my soapbox today and talk about a little bit about what yoga actually is, just in case there's other people out there who are listening and are intrigued by yoga, but are worried about coming to yoga because they think, like you have to be flexible. So yeah. I'm here to dispel that myth this week. And so let's talk a little bit about what actually yoga is. I'm just going to move this out of the way before I knock it over. So yoga, actually, it's an all-encompassing kind of term. It's not just the physical practice. So the bit that you are worried about, Joe, is the physical practice, being worried about being flexible.
Always the physical.
Yeah.
I can't even say it, let alone do it.
But with yoga, we have breathing, we have meditation. And so there's actually eight parts of it. We call it the eight limbs of yoga. I'm not going to go into too much detail today. But yoga as you know it, or yoga as people kind of see, say, for example, on Instagram or in the gyms, wasn't developed until about the early 20th century. I mean, there was always postures, there was always a practice. Yoga goes back thousands of years. But the practice that we see nowadays wasn't started until about the early 20th century. And then from there, it kind of branched off into different aspects of yoga. So there's loads of different classes you could go to where you don't have to be flexible. One of my favorites that I love teaching, it's called restorative yoga. And restorative yoga literally, and I think I told you about this, you go to a class and you lay there on cushions and bolsters and you're all supported. You lay there in the pose for 10, 20 minutes. A lot of people fall asleep. There's lots of snoring going on in the class. And that's the whole point of it. It's to kind of reset your central nervous system so you relax and calm down. So it's really good if you lead a busy life and you just need to... Joe is like, sign me up. Where's this class?
Yeah, I'm there,
that's
I'm there,
mine.
Then. I need a 10-minute nap. I'm coming along.
That's it. Yeah. And the ones that you sometimes see at the gyms, though, I wouldn't say it's true yoga, because yoga, if you go to a true yoga class, they'll include breathing always. So when we do a little bit in the studio and a little bit of always what we call Shavasana. If you ever ask anyone, everyone's favorite.
Hang on. It sounds like you sneezed. Say
I
that
know,
again.
It is
German or?
Yeah. It translates to corpse pose.
Right. Okay.
And that's literally what you are doing, is laying there like you're dead at the end of the class.
Well, I can do that well, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It would be your favorite pose. There you go. So don't worry about being flexible. Yeah. So I thought I wanted to talk a bit about that. And then same with so there's always beginner's classes. So after I see you tonight, I'm going to go off and teach actually a beginner's class, because I remember being a beginner myself and being... oh God, if you ever saw me in a Zumba class, to be fair, sometimes you go to a class and you're just like, what is going on here? Just like, I have two left feet. I'm terrible. Right. So I thought I would see people come into my regular classes deer in headlights. So I thought, let's do this beginner's class. Yeah. So I run a half hour beginner class and on a Thursday and then on a Tuesday as well, exactly for people like you, Joe, who are afraid of yoga and going, oh God, I'm not flexible, I can't do this. And it's not about that whatsoever. So I thought I would dispel that myth a bit, and we'd talk a bit about, in more detail over the weeks, about what yoga actually is. So it's not just the physical practice. So today we're going to do a little bit of breathing.
Oh, see, I love these breathing. Because can you go through the very first one you did as well? Oh. Because I found that was, I just forgot what you had to say for each finger.
Thou shall not kill. Yeah. No. That wasn't it.
No, that's the one I was thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it's this yeah. one. Sa, yeah. ta, na, ma. And that was sa, the one where ta, we touched the fingers.
That's the one, yeah. Your thumb touches each individual fingers every time. Sa, ta, na, ma.
Have you been doing it in the car?
Yeah, but it was... I was saying something different.
Yeah, thou shall not kill. Yeah, no, right, I mean, you know, might...
But I was kind of doing that one rather than that, yeah. So, I know, sorry, look, I've gone off on taking you out to a different road, haven't I? Let's get back on track.
No, it's good.
Well, I'm trying the box one as well I was doing, but I couldn't remember that. So I'm going to have to go back onto the website and myself and have a look at episode 2 for the box breathing. But okay, so the next one, good. I'm going to stop talking now.
No, it's fine. So today we're going to just do something simple. So again, if you're new to yoga, new to the idea, breathing is really important component of yoga. And it's not just breathing like we do every day, but it's actually a controlled breath. And in yogic terms, in Sanskrit, everything translates from Sanskrit, it is called pranayama. And it's prana is our energy, and we just are controlling our energy. And there's different kind of breathing techniques in yoga that we use to affect different parts of our lives. So we can do them for energizing ourselves. We can do them for controlling anger. We can do breathing to control digestion. We can do breathing just to calm ourselves down as well. So over the weeks, I'll do different ones with you.
For sakes, I need all of the above. So yeah, exactly. Can't fast forward through
you
yet.
You can do breathing to help you sleep as well. Oh, that wow. one's lovely.
I come I to the class practice. For that one.
Yeah, that's it. Come to class.
to sleep for that one. Right. Okay, so come then. What are we going to do?
So we're going to do one, and we're going to introduce...
People could see me. I'm
like
my
warming
arms
up,
just,
limbering
yeah,
up.
They're flying everywhere, yeah. I look like Florence and the Machine. Sorry, go on.
That's all right.
Carry on.
So we're going to do ocean breathing. Ocean breathing, it's a more gentle version of Ujjayi. Ujjayi is like fire, they call it fire breath, and it's a really good one to do in the winter time just to warm up the belly. But ocean breath, a little bit softer, a little bit more calming. And all we do, just like last week when we were doing the box breath, we were breathing in for 4 and then sigh it out through the mouth gently for 4. So it's a controlled sigh. So you're going in for 4 and then out for 4. And then back in for 4 and out for 4. And then the other thing you can do this week is add a mantra. A mantra is just a saying. It keeps you on task. It keeps your brain kind of centered and focused. And our mantra this week is going to be swaha. And swaha, interestingly, translates to let it be. And every time I think of it, I think of the Beatles song. And I, because I think this is the time when they wrote that song was their kind of when they went to India and did all that. Yeah, exactly. Their spiritual journey. So as you inhale, you think swa. And as you exhale, you can sigh it out ha. Inhale swa. Exhale ha. Yeah, so you're just calming.
But if people have got issues with breathing, and obviously, like, you know, the people have got hay fever and stuff like that, find it difficult even to breathe, it's okay to do it in shorter, like, ones or twos, isn't it, as well?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, because sometimes I get a little bit, so I can't always do the long breaths myself. So
yeah.
Probably because I talk too much, but yeah.
That's the other thing about pranayama. It actually is an exercise for the lungs, right? Mm. So we, in gym classes, we're always exercising different parts of our body, muscles, sure. But actually, with yoga, you're exercising your lungs and you've got that muscle underneath your lungs, the diaphragm, which is a muscle, and it does help. And you can teach it. And interestingly enough, it does grow. So you can, with practiced controlled breathing, you can elongate the breath. And so you'll not always be stuck just breathing in for 2, out for 2. But you can, over time, learn to elongate the breath and go longer and longer. Yeah. I usually start with 4 because I always think that's a good baseline. But if you need to go shorter, that's fine. And if you've got amazing lungs, you're a long-distance runner or whatever, you can go longer.
Want to do 10 or whatever. But don't advise that.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, that's amazing. So what do we do again?
So breathing... Breathe out. good. So you're inhaling, thinking swa, exhaling. And the idea is the ocean breath is the sound out, is makes the sound of the ocean. I love the hands that we're doing.
It doesn't, Hannah. I'll be on Strictly next. You're watching, wasn't it? Like, beautiful arms, isn't it? Well, they've got, I know, morph bingo wings. That's my one. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, but yeah, I get what you're saying, because every, like, when you breathe in, you don't normally think of anything apart from, oh my goodness, I got to hold my breath. But as you're saying that swa and ha, you can actually hear it. I can see, you put a shell to your ear, you could actually be at the
back. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it's
it,
weird,
that's
right?
It. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay, I'm looking around the corner here.
Smart heart. I love that.
So, yeah, so that's that.
Thanks ever so much, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yeah, so, again, look, where can we find you again?
So, Thursdays after this, I'm up at the Better Gym. I'm teaching a beginner's class for half an hour and then a regular class for an hour. I teach there Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. And then you can find me Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Wednesday mornings, Friday mornings, Saturday mornings at Fair Kites Arts Centre in Hornchurch.
Brilliant. And if you go to the phoenixfm.com website, go to Drive or Joe Bailey, you'll find all of Michelle episodes now there. And there's always a link where you can find Michelle as well on her website. Michelle, thanks ever so much.
You're welcome.
You know what song's coming up, don't you?
Yeah.
After the breaks, though.